And coming up on the 30th of this month, January 30th, a Saturday, at Le Center in Westlake, is the 27th annual Charity Ball for Community Resource Services that serve Avon Lake and Avon. And Susan Poole joins us this morning to talk about that. 27 years for helping the folks in Avon and Avon Lake, huh?
Yep. Thanks for having me today.
Susan, let's talk about the Charity Ball itself. First of all, are tickets still available? I know they go pretty quickly.
They do go pretty quickly, but we have to give our head count next Wednesday, so they are available through the end of the day next Tuesday.
And you've had this for a number of years. Tell us a little bit about the Charity Ball, how much money you raise, how the money is used, things like that.
Sure, happy to do that. It is the 27th year that we've been doing this. Our organization, Community Resource Services, was founded in 1988. We are the social service agency that serves the residents of Avon and Avon Lake. Currently, we have close to 500 households that we serve through a number of ongoing programs. Our biggest program is our food pantry. We have an on-site food pantry that's open daily from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., but we also do a significant amount of financial assistance for people who are experiencing emergencies, like, you know, they receive an eviction notice. We can help them stay in their apartment if they're about to have their heat or their electricity turned off. We also do some other kinds of assistance, like auto repair. We can help with medical and prescription costs. And, of course, there's some seasonal programs, like our big back-to-school program in August and our holiday program that we just wrapped up in December at Christmas. And so the Charity Ball is our largest fundraiser. We're a private nonprofit. We do a considerable amount of our own special events. This is our biggest. Last year, we raised $86,000 at the event, so it's a huge chunk of our operating budget, and we really rely on the funding that we receive from this event year to year.
Susan, let's talk a little bit about the state of the economy in that we hear reports pretty much every week, usually out of the White House, that things are getting better, things are turning around. Yet we also have data from the Census Bureau for 2014 that says locally in Lorain County, more people were in poverty than at any time in the last 10 years or so. What do you see?
You know, that report, neither of those reports surprised me. I've been at CRS since 2011, so, you know, that was right after the big downturn in the economy. And I have seen our numbers at least go down or level off a little since then. But frankly, what we see is, you know, there are a number of people who've been successful in going back to work, but unfortunately, the people that are still coming to us are either not getting back to work or getting back to work at the level that they were able to work before. So they may have taken a lower paying job. You know, they might still be catching up from a term of unemployment. So while our numbers are down a little bit, and I do say a little bit, I think it's about 3%, we are not seeing as many people being able to get back on their feet and become completely financially independent.
The name or the theme for the event, you have One Vision, One Mission, One Heart. It's presented by NRG. Do you get a lot of community response as far as support from the local businesses, and how do they help in what they do for the Charity Ball?
You know, we get a tremendous amount of community support, not only from companies. Our two big sponsors this year, like you mentioned, are NRG and then also Applied Specialties. And actually, we have a much longer list of sponsors that have sponsored at different levels. But, you know, churches, schools, community organizations, and that kind of led to the theme for the evening because, you know, we can, as an agency, come up with our vision, which is we believe in every resident being free from poverty. You know, we can stay true to our mission statement, which is longer, so I'm not going to read that to you. But, you know, the idea of one agency being able to do everything is not the case in our community. You know, we, CRS, are sometimes referred to as the heart of the community, but we couldn't do any of what we do without all these little pieces and parts, companies, churches, school groups, individuals. I mean, if you came into my office any day of the week, you would see citizens of the community walking in with a few bags of groceries or people who go to Costco and buy a bulk supply of toilet paper, and they come drop it off so that we can always have that in our food pantry. So the One Vision, One Mission, One Heart idea came from, even though we have this single vision and mission, we all have joined together to be part of something bigger than ourselves.
Well, you got the big event Saturday, January 30th. It's your 27th annual charity ball. What takes place? What goes on? How do you fill the time?
The time goes very quickly. You know, it's a night of eating and dancing, and, you know, we have a DJ. This is the second year in a row that we've had a DJ. We also have a live and a silent auction. Interestingly, this will be the second year that we did cellular bidding, so our silent auction is all done via cell phone, which may sound very techy to you. It was to me, but it's really pretty cool because we have over 100 items up for auction, and instead of having to kind of mill around and stay in the table area, the auction area, you can go look at the auction items, decide what you want to bid on, set that bid on your phone. You can even set up to a maximum bid, and you could be elsewhere in the banquet center and you'd get a text that says, oh, you've been outbid on the wine basket. Would you like to bid higher? So it was something fun that we introduced last year, and we got such a good response to it. We'll be doing it again this year.
Well, I'm reading something. It says you don't even have to be at this event to actually bid on some of your items. Is that true?
Absolutely. Okay. And as a matter of fact, the silent auction goes live today with most of the items on a website. So if you go to our website, there will be a link by the end of the day today. You can go and you can see all the items that are available. All you have to do is register a credit card, and you can start bidding on those items by the end of the day today.
It's amazing how technology works its way into something like this, which actually has sort of a hand-to-hand. You know, your whole thing is dealing with the people on the front line, on a personal level when they come in. But here you got something that kind of reaches beyond that to get everybody involved.
Right, right. It's really kind of cool.
So, again, if people want to get the tickets or get information about the charity ball, how do they go do that?
Well, they can go to our website, which is aalcrs.org, or they can call our office. Our phone number is 440-933-5639, and we can give information on anything that they need related to the charity ball or our services.
Great, very much. Susan Poole with the Community Resource Services serving Avon Lake and Avon. Thanks for sharing the details, and have fun at your charity ball. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.